We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Encourage the president to resign.
I believe he should resign.
He still has access to the nuclear codes.
And I don't know what the Russians have on President Trump.
We should be thinking more about the first day of the next presidency than the last day of his presidency.
I think the American public has a real good, clear look at who they are.
That's why I can no longer call myself a fellow Republican.
Is devastating is what it is, and it's an assault on everybody.
Breaking news, steel yourselves, please. Colin Powell may not be a Republican.
What?
It's shocking. Shocking information that I've heard this morning there from Colin Powell, who, by the way, hasn't voted for a Republican in about 20 years, or 16, however you want to slice it and dice it there. Just amazing. Hey, good morning to you. It's Monday. Glad that you're back with us. You heard the litany of shock and awe from the folks in Washington, D.C., who are attempting very much to take advantage of a political situation to the fullest extent, suggesting that somehow after almost a full 4 years in office, Donald Trump is going to go off his rocker and nuke somebody. He's got the nuclear codes. Can you believe that? Were you not shocked to hear that, Tricia and Denise?
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, no, I'm not shocked that they would say that, but it is a very silly thing to
These
say.
These people are certifiably insane. Yeah. Cori Bush, AOC, Nancy Pelosi last night on 60 Minutes, where, you know, she has to talk about, you know, what's going on and why this president doesn't deserve to be in office, and brings up the Russia thing again. Russia.
And then says, I don't know what they have. So Blake, why are you talking about it?
Blake at 16 for the people.
The president, again, has a 10-year blind spot and whatever obligation. I don't know what the Russians have on President Trump, whether it's personal, whether it's political, whether it's financial. I don't know what it is.
You think they have something on them.
But there's no other explaining why this president of the United States is such a handmaiden of Putin.
What a horrible woman she is.
What? Okay. Okay, Nancy.
Yeah. Okay, Nancy. And we're going to impeach him. We're going to impeach him today. We've got to do it today. And, you know, I've been disappointed. But that would be putting it mildly with how some of the Republicans that we've elected to office have reacted and allowed the left to run over them with lies regarding what happened last week. Senator Blunt, I think, probably needed to speak out a little sooner, but did speak up yesterday when they talked about impeachment. Let me play cut one here so you can hear what Missouri Senator Roy Blunt had to say.
Are Republican leaders going to hold them accountable in any way for it?
Well, I think the country is the right way to hold presidents accountable. The president should be very careful over the next 10 days that his behavior is what you'd expect from the leader of the greatest country in the world. Now, my personal view is that the president touched the hot stove on Wednesday and is unlikely to touch it again. And if that's the case, we get closer to the last day of his presidency. We should be thinking more about the first day mm-hmm. of the next presidency than the last day of his presidency, in my view.
Yeah. This is the problem, Senator Blunt. He didn't touch a hot stove. Let me quote the president. I know that everyone here will soon be marching over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. End quote. That was the direct quote I listened to from the president of the United States when I was in Washington, D.C. last Wednesday. He didn't touch a hot stove. The protests were planned well before the president announced he was going to talk. What happened at the Capitol does not hang around the neck of the president of the United States, but the Trump haters want to try to make it so. We're not going to let that happen on this program, just so you know that. We're going to fight back against the mistruths that have been spoken since last Wednesday. They've tried to completely rewrite what happened in Washington, D.C. Nobody supports that incursion into the Capitol building. Nobody. Nobody in that crowd thought that was going to happen or planned for it to happen. Just so you know, I was there. If you weren't, you have no idea what the mood was in that crowd. It was happy. There were people there with their kids, their dogs. They came from as far away as California. Just so you know what was really going on there. People buying T-shirts and merchandise. It wasn't an angry crowd. It just wasn't. There were a few agitators, and that's what caused the problem that we're all feeling the fallout from today. So I just want to throw that out there again. And let me get to my friend Rodney Boyd, please. Rodney, good morning to you, and glad you could join us on this Monday morning. How are you, my friend?
I'm well. And it's a big Monday in Missouri. I know all eyes have been on D.C. and the nation's capital. And I'm glad you let me come on to focus for a brief moment on the state capitol.
Well, it's important. I'm going to have State Representative Justin Hill on the show coming up in the next hour to talk a little bit more about, you know, he was the focus of a big Post-Dispatch story because he dared to go to Washington and actually missed his swearing in Jeff City last week.
Yeah, that's a good get. I mean, he will be, I'll probably see him in Jeff City this week. He's been in the news as a legislator who was in the at the rally, not much more detail than that, but so that's a great get for you. And I know you were there, so interesting to hear your perspective this morning.
Well, I saw him there. I've got a picture of he and I near the World War II Memorial prior to the president's speech. I mean, it's going to be interesting to see to listen to his take on this because so far the lies about that rally have been amazing to me that the mainstream media has been able to get away with some of the things they're saying that just aren't true.
Well, it's going to be important to hear from people like you all who were there because, you know, what gets displayed on the camera, it looks like there was a speech and then a march and then an insurgent at the Capitol. And that's sort of everything. That's what you see. You don't get to see or hear the nuances from people like you and Representative Hill in terms of what. So it'd be very interesting to hear what you saw, what your perspective was, and what you guys thought. So I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Today is Governor Parson's inauguration today, which all the festivities are set up for. And I can tell you that people are not predicting any violence at all, any chaos. So if you want to go to something that's peaceful and non-protested and non-chaotic, then, you know, from 9 until noon today, you can make your way up to Jeff City, truly, for the inauguration of Governor Mike Parson.
And it's outside and it's open to the public, correct? So just bundle up.
It's outside. It's open to the public. It's not as cold as it was 4 years ago, so you probably won't have to freeze to death to sit out there. I remember 4 years ago, the inauguration, it was, I think, almost it was single digits. It was blisteringly cold. So that's what's happening today as we start this new administration in Jeff City, and the new session is a week underway now.
Well, you know, normally there would be an inaugural ball afterwards. I'm assuming COVID has probably altered that this year, correct?
Your assumption is correct. The governor is delayed. He still has indicated in his administration that they will have a ball. The plans that are out now is that the ball will be actually delayed, Mark, until later in the year, which is not unreasonable and is not a total cancellation. So his point is, I'm not going to do it today. I'm not going to do it this week, which would be bringing thousands of people into the Capitol under the current circumstances. COVID effectively has given them pause and said, we'll do this later in the year.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, that's okay. I mean, they've got a lot of work to get to. I got a message from Jim Lemke yesterday, who's going to play an increasing role in what's going on in the Senate this year, because he's working with a bunch of the Missouri senators who are part of the conservative coalition. And, you know, he pointed out that moving forward in this country, people need to realize it's going to be state legislatures who will play a key role in finding out what happened in the last election and showing leadership. And Republicans control 2/3 of the state legislatures in this country.
Well, it's a good point. I mean, and that's the point that gets lost a lot of times when you think about the federal government. Federal government obviously is a behemoth. They have an incredible role on a lot of things that matter to us. But most of what happens and most of what where the rubber meets the road for most U.S. citizens is at the state house, is at the state capitol, which is why I think it's important that you constantly have conversations about what's going on in Jefferson City. It's so easy for people to not focus on Jefferson City if you don't live in Cole County or Callaway County right there, and it's an everyday news cycle. But it's important. I think former Senator Lemke is right. The state house is where these conversations need and will take place, and they are more of the states, as you said, 2/3 of majority Republican control. And this is the place where we're going to have the conversations about redistricting, which sets the table for the next decade for how district boundaries are drawn and who is able to really continue to set these conversations at the state level. So I agree 100% with former Senator Lemke. And he's played a role for a while. You mentioned the conservative group he's a part of. I think it's probably now 8 or 9 senators that he's going to be working with that make up almost 1/3, maybe a little bit over 1/3 of the Missouri Senate, which is the body in this state that really has enormous power in shaping policy.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to say it so you don't have to say it, Rodney. What we're seeing in Missouri right now, you can separate the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. You can separate in my opinion, the true conservatives who support the conservative movement versus those who support only the establishment and the rhinos. Josh Hawley has seen major donors in Missouri announce that they're pulling their support for him. The latest one, I think, was Sam Fox, who's been a big Republican donor, but has announced he's no longer going to support what he referred to as reckless pandering. From Josh Hawley. You know, this is something moving forward that may or may not 4 years from now be an issue for Josh Hawley, and that would be raising enough money to run for reelection.
It's, Mark, the Senate races, by the time you get to 4 years, think about this reality.
Yeah.
If you use the traditional math, it will cost somewhere between $50 and $100 million. I think what's very interesting and a challenge for Josh Hawley isn't just what the people are saying or who is saying it, is how he came to this role. Remember, if you go back to the advent of this primary, there were a bunch of people that were looking at other people for the race, Ann Wagner and who else, and maybe Jim Talent could come back. And there was a letter put out, and it was a very clarion call that absolutely to everyone, hey, no, Hawley's the guy. I think what's giving people, making people pay attention to the Humphreys and the Fox and the even former Senator Danforth is that those were the very people that were on a letter 2.5 years ago that told everybody else to stand down because they were going to support Josh Hawley. Now, we'll see how, as you know, we live in a viciously short-term news cycle. And this was a big day. But look, people, 4 years from now is literally a political eternity away.
Yeah, that's a good point. I'm not surprised at who Josh Hawley has become in the halls of the United States Senate personally. I listened to him long before he was a candidate when he spoke at a Lincoln Republican Day dinner in St. Louis County. He was still a lawyer, a professor at the University of Missouri, arguing for the Constitution and for religious liberty in the United States Supreme Court. I'm not surprised that he's a strong conservative voice in the Senate. I'm a little surprised that Danforth and these other rhinos didn't realize that when they decided he should be the guy they were going to support for the Senate. So again, moving forward, we know who they are. So it'll be interesting to see what happens 4 years from now.
Even before you get to 4 years, the most interesting race now will be the 2022 cycle. And we've got some big races in Missouri then, and we're going to, and that's going to come up pretty quickly. We're in 2021 now, so just remind your listeners, that's next year.
Yeah, and what races are you referring to there?
It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in the U.S. Senate race and some of the other state races where there will be Republican primaries. Will people look back to this moment and determine whether or not people were, to your point, waffling and should be held accountable, or were people strong? So it's going to be interesting to see how that this year plays into next year's primaries. Yeah. On both sides of the aisle.
And you're talking about Roy Blunt and maybe
Roy Blunt and do they get challengers, and are the challengers from the right? Do Democrats put up people that are far left? I mean, it's going to be interesting to see how this, where we are, and we won't get a chance to really see it. I mean, there's a mini race in the city of St. Louis. That's not the right place to look to see what the partisan divide will look like in primary. So you have to wait till next year for that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, coming up when I was in Washington last week, Rodney, so all this happened on Wednesday. On Thursday, of course, I hung around. I went back down to the mall. They had already put up 8-foot steel gates around the Capitol lawn, which is the area where the inauguration of Joe Biden will take place. They were also doing that at the White House, I should point out. I'm assuming all that's being done in preparation for Joe Biden's inauguration, where I wouldn't be surprised to see some protesters down there, but I just can't imagine they're going to have the kinds of problems that they had on Wednesday, because they seemed completely unprepared, surprisingly, for the crowds that showed up there last week.
Yeah, and that's the question that's out there now. What will people anticipate for the 20th? Will there be more protesters who felt like that, they didn't get a chance to actually be heard last week? Will there be no inauguration at all? Will it be completely canceled? It doesn't seem like that's going to happen because of what you said. And then there's another question about will people go back? So, would Mark Cox go back and cover the inauguration from the perspective of being there? Is a question or questions that people are asking me a lot. Or would you go, or are you going, or what do you think is going to happen? I've had people that had planned on going to the inauguration that have said they've canceled their plans. Some people said absolutely not. It's a big question mark. It's like when you're going to get the vaccine, right? It's more of a question mark than people have answers to, because people just don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what the fallout is here, obviously, in Missouri, and what's going on in D.C. this week, Rodney. We are in upside-down world here. I mean, I can't believe the difference between the mainstream media reporting versus what I witnessed on the ground in Washington, D.C. It's like two different worlds. If there was actually anybody left in America who didn't believe that you get manipulated with talking points by the mainstream media before this, I'm hoping they realize it now. There's two very different versions of what happened in D.C.
Well, it's going to be interesting. I want to save some of it because I'm going to try to solicit you to be a guest on my show next Sunday to talk a little bit about what you experienced on the ground and what you see coming next week. So looking forward to that as well.
Yeah, we'll be sure and do that. And listen, Rodney, always appreciate having you on, my friend. And thanks for giving us an update on what's happening in the Capitol today.
And if people care, you can virtually attend or participate in the inauguration this morning. You don't have to go to Jeff City in the world of Zoom land. You can actually go there on your computer top if people care to pay attention or see what's going on or hear from their governor.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Rodney Boyd, their host of Insider Talk every Sunday from noon to 1 here on 971 FM Talk. Coming up, Congressman Jason Smith from Missouri's 8th District, who joined me in Washington, D.C. last week He's going to join us live right after this.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Should Senator Cruz or Senator Hawley resign?
I think they should be just flat beaten the next time they run. I think the American public has a real good, clear look at who they are. They're part of the big lie. The big lie. I was being reminded by a friend of mine. And maybe you were with me. I can't recall. When we were told that, you know, Goebbels and the great lie, you keep repeating the lie, repeating the lie. Well, there was a print that when Dresden was bombed, firebombed, there were 250 people that were killed, or was it 2,500 people were killed? And Goebbels said, no, 25,000 or 250,000 were killed. And our papers printed that. Our papers printed it. It's the big lie.
Incoming president of the United States, they're comparing a United States senator to a Nazi. Remember those calls for unity? Yeah, I just wanted to point that out as something that happened in the time since last Wednesday's rally in Washington, D.C. I want to welcome in my guest right now, Congressman Jason Smith from the 8th Congressional District, joining us right now. And Congressman Smith and I ran into each other at the World War II Memorial just before the president's speech that morning. Congressman, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Mark. Great to be with you.
Yeah, good to have you on. I'm anxious to hear your perspective on what happened last Wednesday. You were obviously in the Capitol when this horrendous incident happened with, a 50 or 60 of a crowd of 250,000 people who took it upon themselves to commit the criminal act of breaking into that Capitol building.
You know, Mark, like you said, my day started visiting with 200 people that rode on a bus for 16 hours from Southeast Missouri to be up there at that rally. And I spoke to them down at the World War II Memorial because Speaker Pelosi won't allow your constituents in your office because of COVID. And so I love to meet people who come from Missouri and the Show Me State because I'm their voice. I represent them in Washington. That's what you're supposed to do. And I go down and talk with them. Great group of people. They were a lot of folks who I see around Southeast Missouri, very peaceful and fine. But, you know, I left there. I went to the Capitol. I put on my suit, and then I went down to the House floor because at 1 o'clock is when we started the debate. And it's very unfortunate what happened after that. We're in the House chamber, roughly 80 to 100 members, and all of a sudden you started hearing these louder noises. And they came in and they pulled out Speaker Pelosi, they pulled out Steve Scalise, they pulled out Steny Hoyer, and then they shut down the debate and they locked all the doors and barricaded us in there. And then all of a sudden, protesters started breaking windows out of the House chambers and surrounding everything. And the Capitol Police was putting shooting tear gas to try to push them back. And we had to put on gas masks in the chambers. They pushed them back far enough where the majority of the House members were able to exit through a side stairwell. And then myself and five other members of Congress was still there. Congressman Mullen is one of my best friends, and he did special ops and was helping the Capitol Police, and I wouldn't leave the House floor without him. If something happened to him, I couldn't tell him and his six kids that I left their father staying on the House floor. So while we were there, gunshots started to ring out, had to drop to the floor behind the bulletproof seats that's in the House chamber, not knowing if that was an invader or if that was Capitol Police. And then whenever it was clear for the remaining six of us to leave, we had to walk by the young lady who was bleeding out while they were holding back the protesters. It was something that you would not imagine you would see in the United States Capitol, and it's something that better not ever happen again.
Amen. Amen. And you and I spoke that morning after you talked to your constituents at the World War II Memorial. You were preparing to walk back down to the Capitol building, where you were going to be among those people who stood up to object, as the 12th Amendment allows you to do, to certain slates of electors. We know the mood that was there, Congressman. These were patriots who showed up to express their First Amendment rights. The people that stood with me by the Washington Memorial and listened to the president's words were not the people that went down there and caused problems.
They absolutely weren't. These were Missourians. These were people from all 50 states that I walked through that were peaceful, God-fearing individuals. And whoever intermingled with them and caused disruption and chaos and leading to six deaths already in our United States Capitol, it's just absolutely unacceptable. And I'll tell you, like, what we were doing on the House floor is representing our constituents, representing Missourians, doing what they asked us to do. We were voting. While I was setting to get on this call, Mark, I was reminded because I heard the press release about a colleague of mine named Cori Bush, who you all ran on a news release, that yes, she's filing legislation to expel members of Congress who voted. She is trying to expel members of Congress for voting a way she doesn't like. Just because she didn't like the vote she's trying to expel, this is what the socialists are doing right now. They are trying to expunge and cancel anything that they don't like. They believe in diversity, but they don't believe in diversity of thought or diversity of ideas or anything that they disagree with, which is absolutely unacceptable. And they're trying to blame certain folks for inciting the crowd. I'll tell you what's going on right now with Speaker Pelosi calling us back in the next 48 hours so she can impeach Donald Trump for a second time whenever it's 9 days until he leaves office. The last impeachment took 4.5 months, knowing that there is no way possible that he can be impeached and removed. She's just doing this to throw more gasoline on the fire. They want to unite the country? That's a bunch of garbage. all they're wanting to do is breed hate and discontent. And she has no reasonable belief that this can happen. The only thing that she knows as leader of the Speaker of the House is that the only thing that unites her socialist party is their hatred for Donald Trump and conservatives. And so she wants to leave that lingering. She wants to leave that lingering. The United States Senate will not even get the impeachment certification until an hour after Joe Biden is president. And she's still going ahead with this.
Yeah, the politics of it are pretty clear there, in my opinion. Congressman, before I let you go, what do you foresee happening here going forward? You know what it's like to serve as a minority member in the House. Now the Republicans in the Senate are going to face an equal challenge to try to, you know, they have maybe have a better option to block a few things over there in the United States Senate. What do you see as the plan going forward for Republicans to make sure they regain the House and the Senate in 2022?
We have to regain it. The Democrats have everything that they want. They have the White House, they have the House, they have the Senate. This is what we have been the most fearful for. Everything that they have said that they wanted to do, this is their opportunity to push it. And we have to stand together and put every roadblock possible to fight for the people that we represent so they don't take away our Second Amendment rights, so that they don't increase taxes so much where our small businesses close down, where they don't overregulate to a degree that we can't even survive. The things that they have campaigned on and pushed is what they're going to try to push right now. And I'll tell you, my colleagues in the United States Senate are going to have to stand up and learn to use every tool in the toolbox to try to stop them from taking our freedoms away.
Well, thank you for standing tall and fighting for all of us. We certainly appreciate it. And I appreciate your comments this morning as well, Congressman. Thank you.
Mark, good to talk with you.
We will talk with you again soon, I hope. Congressman Jason Smith from the 8th Congressional District there talking about what we have to do to go forward. And to his point, of course, it's Monday. Tomorrow is 2A Tuesday. One thing we'll be talking about is Joe Biden's statement that he released this week that his top priority will be to defeat the National Rifle Association. Unbelievable. In the middle of calling for unity, that they're opening up on the Second Amendment already. It's just frightening. 314-241-9797. Representative Justin Hill coming up in the next hour. He's getting some awful threats on his voicemail. I'm going to let you hear them coming up.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. USO Salute on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
All right, so we have been saluting the USO all this week. We appreciate what they do for the folks who travel through Lambert here. But, you know, that's the part we see here in St. Louis. We always want to recognize what they do across the area. Like, for example, back in earlier in 2020, they sent 70 military families with all access passes to a day at the zoo here in St. Louis. They treat the military spouses to a day off at their Courage and Grace events. They provided 300 USO teddy bears to military kids during a Santa drop event at Busch Stadium. Just a small example of what they do for our military at the USO, and we thank them for what they do. You can always go to usomissouri.org where you can contribute to what they do for the entire St. Louis area. They serve Missouri, Madison, Monroe, Jersey, and St. Clair counties. And you go to 971talk.com/USO salute, and you can hear from some of those military members.
who we've heard from in the past week or so, and it's just been fantastic. And Tricia, thank you for organizing all that.
You are so welcome. Thank you for mentioning, because USO Missouri does great work.
Yes, they do.
Yes, indeed. We're going to get to some more of your phone calls coming up here. I've got a winter warm-up giveaway coming up. Of course, it's all virtual this year, but it still costs money to attend. We've got some passes, so you can sign online, listen to the 2011 World Series team who will be on there. And that's coming up at about 8:20. Jesse Jane Duff and State Representative Justin Hill, who sent me a copy of a voicemail he's received from some left-wing lunatic. It's hard to believe the pressure some of these folks are under right now. It's all coming up on the Mark Katz Morning Show.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.